Hello, everyone. I'm Jasmine Hopkins, and this is QU, a student podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. We are in a studio at QU on their North Campus, and today is April 4th, 2025. On today's show, we have two guests, Siobhan Rogers and Kaylee Allender. Siobhan, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, I'm Siobhan. I'm a women's wrestler on the Quincy University wrestling team, and I'm double majoring in forensic science and criminal justice.
Okay. And Kaylee?
Hi, I'm a freshman at Quincy University. I'm also on the wrestling team, and I'm a double major in English and psychology. And I am a big fan of food, so I'm very happy to be here.
So what have you guys seen going on campus lately? I know you're in the woman in law thing, Siobhan. So can you tell us what that experience was like?
Absolutely, Jasmine. So last week we had a woman in law panel where a bunch of women who are in the law, so police officers, judges, defense attorneys, prosecutors. There's actually a person who works in the forensic science field, and I thought that was really, really cool because that's what I wanted to do. And they just talked to us a bit, and they kind of gave us what it's like to be a woman in the field and kind of some of their challenges and things they've had to get through. But I mean, it was really nice. My sister showed up, and she got to ask a few questions. She wants to be a police officer in the future, and I think it was inspiring to a lot of us.
That is very cool. You'd probably recommend it for anybody on campus?
Yes, actually. It was awesome, and there was food.
Free food, nothing like it. Okay, what about you, Kaylee? Anything interesting going on that you've been participating in on campus?
Well, I know the Creative Writing Club has been meeting once a week, per usual, and recently we had one of the creative writing professors present there, so we got to learn more about how to write scenes. So we have more visitors, which is always good for us. And yes.
Okay. So you guys are both, well, as well as I am also a wrestler on the women's wrestling team. But as wrestlers, what would you say being a wrestler has to do with food in this instance? Because that's what we'll be talking about today.
So as a wrestler, it is hard to find good food throughout the season that you can enjoy as well as help you maintain your weight, help you lose weight during the season and everything. So when your season is finally over, you actually get to appreciate all the, not junk food, but the food that has lots of carbs in it, the food like pasta, the food like pizza, burgers, the things that you're not really supposed to be eating when you're trying to be at your peak performance.
What about you, Kaylee? What would you say your expertise in food is?
Well, Jasmine, like Siobhan said, during wrestling season, we have to watch our food intake a lot more than usual since we have certain weights that we have to be at every single week. So we usually have to cut out a lot of the good tasting food that we like and replace it with a lot of bland food or the similar types of food. I know some of our teammates have had to meal prep instead of eating at the cafeteria. So that also puts a limit on the enjoyment of food that we can have. I personally didn't have to cut much weight, but before, when I did during the seasons, it was very hard being able to appreciate food, especially during the winter season. But now that we're out of season, we get to enjoy places like Times Square, which was one of the places that we're going to review today, and just enjoy some good food that we normally wouldn't get to eat. So it makes us a lot more appreciative of the food that we're eating and more aware of what that could look like if we couldn't eat it.
Thank you. Okay, so for today's discussion, I went around campus and I talked to a bunch of people from different teams, and I asked them what their favorite restaurants around the Quincy area are. And there were a lot of places that people recommended, but the two that we decided on and two of the most mentioned places was Times Square and Tiramisu. We tried to go for recommended dishes from other students and also what the restaurant was known for. So both Kaylee and Siobhan went to, and I went to Times Square. And the original recommendation was the Eggs Benedict, but we missed the time slot for that. So we ended up on the Times Square burger. So let's start out with the beginning of the experience. What was the experience like for you, Kaylee?
Well, first coming in, I immediately saw that the place was a very beautiful place. when we first came in, there were a lot of windows, especially towards the front, and it was a sunny day as well, so it just set the scene for an ambient eating. And when we came in, we only had to wait a few minutes to be seated, so we got to look at the menus right away, which was nice. And the people that seated us were also nice as well. So just before we even got to eat the food, I enjoyed going to that place. And I also noted that it's only a few miles away. So for QU students specifically, it is a good place to go to. So that's not too much out of the way.
Thank you. What about you, Siobhan? What was your first impressions of the place?
So I've been to Times Square a lot. I love the setting. I love... it's just, it feels like comfort on the inside. And the people are really nice. I know a few of the workers. And everybody there, they're also sweet to everybody. They definitely have great service. And it was, like Haley said, it was sunny out. So that was really nice. It was a good day to go and get brunch, I guess.
Brunch. Okay, let's move on to the food that we ate, starting with the Times Square burger, which is what Kaylee and I both ate because it was a staple meal there. Kaylee, what are your thoughts on the burger?
Well, Jasmine, I will describe what the burger consisted of first, and then I can talk about how it tasted. So some of the good parts about it was on a brioche bun, which is a very good type of hamburger bun that I really enjoy as well. It was toasted with sesame seeds, which was a good touch to it. Some restaurants don't take the care to get those types of buns, and it just ends up tasting mediocre. So that was very nice. From Times Square, I know that they use local ingredients, so the burger felt really fresh, and it didn't feel like some fast food burger that was full of not meat and preservatives.
I 100% agree with that because I'm thinking back on the pickles that they gave us, and I don't know if they were canned there or if they were canned somewhere like in Quincy and they bought them for the restaurant, but these pickles were fabulous and they were like actual cucumbers and stuff. 10 out of 10 would recommend if you're a pickle lover.
Yes. As a non-pickle lover, I gave my pickles to Jasmine, so she was able to enjoy that very much. But the rest of the burger, I did enjoy. There was cheddar cheese on it, white onions, and lettuce. There was a good amount of all of it on there, so there wasn't like an overflow of vegetables on my burger. It was still an enjoyable burger. And then to top it all off, they put on an egg, which we ordered it over medium, but you could also order it in different kinds of eggs. And the yolk also didn't run until I picked it up and squeezed it, so that was good to know as well. So we got to eat most of it.
Definitely on the messy side, that's for sure. I remember taking a bite into my burger and it just spilling everywhere. And let me tell you, it was great to dip the rest of the burger into when I continued to eat it.
Yes, that was a nice touch as well. And then I liked our side too. So we ordered sweet potato chips, which I personally like very much to make it a little extra healthy. But I know they also had different sides such as French fries or a salad, and they also came with grated cheese on top, which I thought was a nice touch to add, so it's not just sweet potato chips.
I like sweet potato chips, kind of. I mean, they were definitely crunchy, and I feel like sweet potato chips are up your alley. They're definitely something that you would definitely enjoy, but they're a certain taste. Anything else you feel like you need to elaborate on that, Kaylee?
Overall, the presentation was also very good. On the plate, like the burger was there with the bun off of it so that you could see the egg on top of it, which was just a perfectly cooked egg with the yolk right in the middle. So I very much appreciated that. It also took up the whole plate, so it wasn't like an awkward sizing of like burger to chips to plate ratio, which was cool to see.
That presentation definitely also gave you the opportunity to take off ingredients if you forgot, like you realized, like, oh, I forgot I don't like tomato. You could have taken it off so that your burger could have fit your style if you forgot when you were ordering.
Yes, you absolutely could have done that. And aside from the food also, I also really liked that when we came to the table, there was a vase of like fake flowers over there. It was nice to see Of course, they couldn't be real because then they just die within a few days. But I mean, there's decorations, so it was nice.
Okay, Siobhan, you went to Times Square with us. I know you ordered something different, but can you tell us about your experience?
So I just got a regular burger, and once I got the ketchup on it, it tasted really good. They have their own special ketchup there, actually, which I thought was pretty cool. A lot of restaurants just usually have, like, the ketchup that you can buy at a store, but they have, like Haley said, a lot of it was, like, naturally made and things that were made in Quincy, and I think the ketchup was definitely that. And then I got a side of apples, and the apples were really good. It was... I like apple slices. I'm not a big fan of potato chips that are not from the store, unfortunately. But I did absolutely enjoy their cheesecake.
Their cheesecake. Oh, my gosh. So, for context, Siobhan and I ordered a piece of cheesecake and splitted it. I'd like to say the offer was to Kaylee, too, but she wasn't interested in cheesecake. So, don't think she was left out. But this cheesecake was to die for. It was an apple cheesecake, 100% definitely made from scratch, and you put it in your mouth. It was like an apple caramel cheesecake, and it was one of the best things to happen to me in my life.
I do not like cheesecake. I've tried it a few times, and I absolutely loved that cheesecake. Like, I every once in a while, I'm like, oh, I'll try a cheesecake just to see if my palate has changed, and I don't think it's changed. I think that cheesecake was just so good, like... It was, everything was perfect about it. The cheese ratio, the apples in the middle were perfect. And the crust was actually so good too.
I know a lot of times with cheesecake, the crust is either, it's like a graham cracker base and it just crumbles or it tastes off or it's just not the right ratio of crust to like the cheesecake part. But this, they hit it just right.
Yes.
I love dessert. Sorry. Are there any other points that you guys find relevant in from Times Square?
I think Times Square is also very known for their macaroons, which we didn't get to try, but I know that they're handcrafted. So if anybody's looking to go to Times Square, that is also one of their specialties to get.
Definitely, for sure. We'll definitely have to go back and try the macaroons. As far as like price goes, I mean, I think it was definitely within a college student's price range. It was around $11, $12 for like a dish. So, I mean, definitely not something for every day, but, you know, for brunch, you know, when you're going out with your girls or your friends or your guys, I would recommend if you guys are looking for some place to go.
Yeah.
Okay. The next restaurant on the list is Tiramisu, and that's definitely a little bit of a fancier restaurant. Siobhan and I ended up going, and we definitely treated it like a girls' day experience. We dressed up. We got all fancy. We made the reservations. I think the depending on what time you want to go, I think the reservations are important because they definitely pack up really quick.
They did when we left. It was packed in there.
When we first got there, there wasn't a lot of people, but it definitely filled up. So if you're, especially if you're planning on going with more than two people, plan ahead in advance and make a reservation.
Yeah.
The dish that Siobhan and I ended up ordering was the chicken Alfredo. And... For as far as Alfredo goes, guys, I'll let Siobhan tell you.
Okay, I love pasta, specifically Alfredo. I love Alfredo sauce. I think it's the sauce that made me fall in love with pasta itself. And then chicken, I'm a big chicken person. If you ask anybody, my go-to meal during wrestling season is chicken and rice. Emphasis on the chicken. So when I tell you I know my chicken, this restaurant had the best chicken I have ever had in my entire life. Not an overstatement at all, maybe even an understatement. It was so good. Like, the chicken, usually it comes a little dry. This chicken was not dry at all. It was, I hate to use the word moist, but it was actually really moist. It was such a good chicken. And they were big pieces of chicken too. And there was like most restaurants, when they give you chicken for your Alfredo, it's not a lot of chicken. And this chicken, it was everywhere and it was amazing. And the sauce, man, that sauce was so good. Like, it was creamy. It was so bold. And it wasn't, like, if you go to many restaurants for chicken Alfredo, you get, like, some grated in there, or it's, like, super runny, and it's, like, soupy kind of, and this sauce just tastes weird.
Or every once in a while, it can be texturized, and you're just not quite sure what you're gonna get.
Yes, this one, best chicken Alfredo I have ever had in my entire life. And the plate... it was such a big dish. And for being such a nice restaurant, you wouldn't expect them to give you a lot of food. They gave you so much food. Like, I was right out of season. I'm like, I can eat anything and everything. I was struggling. That dish was so good.
Siobhan and I actually ended up splitting it too, and we were both struggling.
So. Yes, it was so good.
Definitely go with full stomachs. But to add to the sauce, it was on the simpler side, but I think it was part of that simplicity that made it so good. It was definitely something you expect to see out of like the traditional grandma's kitchen. It's what you look forward to as a child when you come home.
Yes, my gosh, I love it. I can taste it right now.
As far as service goes, they did pretty good on service. Once it started to pack up a little bit more and there was more people, it was a little more difficult to like get the waiter's attention, but we eventually did and it was great. But before we left, we ended up ordering dessert. And guys, let me tell you, I am a fan of cake, chocolate lava cake in this instant, and it was pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it the best lava cake I've ever had. If you're looking for the best lava cake, it was...
Went to Applebee's.
Applebee's has the best lava cake.
Applebee's lava cake was so good. Oh my gosh.
Okay, but as far as tiramisu's, it was good. But the inside, they didn't melt it all the way.
It was kind of like fudge.
Yes, you expect it to spill everywhere, and it didn't. Like, it was still good, though. Like, I wasn't disappointed. I was just more... I had higher expectations, especially after the pasta.
I agree. Okay, we forgot to talk about the setting of this place. So we said it was a nice restaurant, but when I tell you that it had like that music, it was like maybe jazz kind of or something, and the paintings on the walls were beautiful, and the restaurant, it was like we were like super rich kind of. Like,
I think the paintings were actually locally done by local artists, so that was a cool piece to bring in bits of Quincy to the restaurant. Oh, and they had fancy glasses, even for your water. If you're not used to, like, fancy restaurants, maybe you are, but it felt nice, and you put the napkin in your lap, it was everything.
We treated it like we were out. We were out in the town.
It was a great time. 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Absolutely. Just not maybe every day. It was a little expensive, but, I mean, if you're going out for, like, a birthday party or something big just happened, or you're even going on a date night with your significant other, good place to go.
Good place to celebrate.
Yeah.
I know, yeah, their price point range was definitely more expensive. Like, at first, the Alfredo was closer to, like, $16 by itself, but to add the chicken, it was, like, an extra, like, $5 or $6.
Totally worth it, though.
Totally worth it. We're like, should we? I'm like, well, it's for the, we have to try it because that's how it was recommended to us, and we tried it, and oh my gosh, guys, if you're questioning the chicken, don't. Get it. It's so good.
Can I give a shout out to the person who recommended it?
Yes.
Okay, Freya, I would absolutely like to say thank you for recommending this. It was so good. Like, oh my gosh, I'm in debt to you right now.
Freya has actually done another podcast for QU, so definitely go back. I think it was on Valentine's Day or around that time, so you should go back and listen to it.
I absolutely will.
Okay, guys, do you feel like you have anything else to add?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay, guys, so I am going to send you off and ask you to think about what your favorite restaurant in QU is. And next time I go around asking people how they're on mine, we'll try it again, or we'll try different restaurants next time and bring it up. And hopefully we'll actually get to the Eggs Benedict from Times Square this time.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to thank my co-host, Kaylee Allender and Siobhan Rogers. Thank you guys for listening to the QU podcast. I'm Jasmine Hopkins, and this has been a production of QU Media Podcast Network. Thank you guys for listening.